திருப்பான் ஆழ்வார்.
தி ஆழ்வார்ஸ் ஆர் அ குரூப் ஆஃப் 12 ஏன்ஷியன்ட் வைஷ்ணவ செயின்ட்ஸ் ஹூ லிவ்ட் இன் தமிழ்நாடு இன் தி 8th அண்ட் 9th சென்ச்சுரிஸ். தே ஆர் ஃபேமஸ் ஃபார் தேர் பொயட்ரி இன் பிரைஸ் ஆஃப் லார்ட் விஷ்ணு.
இன் ஏர்லியர் எபிசோட்ஸ் ஐ ஹவ் மென்ஷன்ட் அபவுட் some of these Aalvars. In this episode, I shall tell a little bit about Thiruppaan Aalvar. I have also brought about an audio book titled Aalvars, the Vaishnavite Saints, which will be available with leading audiobook sellers like Google's Playbooks.
Thiruppaan Aalvar is believed to have descended from eternity, and he was found in a paddy field near Srirangam by a couple from the Panar community. The Panar community were considered as untouchables at that time. The couple were childless. They took the child and brought him up. They cherished the child and fed him with high quality food to avoid influence of harmful food used by their community. Being a divine child, the instincts of Thiruppaan Aalvar were heavenly. He grew as a man, leaving all glamour of the world, sort of a string instrument called as a veena in his hand. He was always singing the glories of Lord Ranganatha of Srirangam. Through his skills of divine music and his abilities to invoke devotion, he drew audiences from far and wide. He was used to be called as Panar Perumal and subsequently as Thiruppaan Aalvar. Since he was from a lower caste, instead of going to Srirangam, Panar Perumal used to go to the banks of the Kaveri River and sing looking in the direction of the Srirangam temple. Sri Ranganatha wanted to show to the world Panar Perumal's devotion to God. So he played a small drama. One morning, as usual, Panar Perumal was singing on the banks of the Kaveri River. But he was so immersed in his devotion that he did not notice the presence of the temple priest there. The priest had come to take water for Lord Ranganatha. The priest asked Panar Perumal to move away since he was from a lower caste. Since Panar Perumal was not responding, the priest took a small stone and threw it at him. Then only Panar Perumal came to his senses. He felt bad that he had delayed the services of the priest to Lord Ranganatha. He immediately moved away from the place to give way for the priest. The priest went back to the temple with the water. But he was shocked to see Lord Ranganatha bleeding at the exact place where he hit Panar Perumal with the stone. He got terrified. That very night, Lord Ranganatha appeared in the dream of the priest and told him that the one he hit with the stone was his devout devotee. The Lord commanded that the priest should fetch Panar Perumal to the temple the next morning in his shoulders. See the greatness of this Aalvar. The priest then went to Thiruppaan Aalvar and narrated the entire incident. But the Aalvar refused to be taken on the priest's shoulder since he held the priest in a very high regard as he serves Lord Ranganatha daily. But when the priest said that it was the command of the Lord, Thiruppaan Aalvar agreed reluctantly. The priest carried the Aalvar on his shoulders and walked towards the temple. Everyone was surprised to see this scene and stood in silence. After reaching the temple, Tirupanalvar could not believe his eyes because he was seeing Lord Ranganatha in his divine form. He then started singing his pasurams. The first pasuram sung by the Alvar was on Lord Ranganatha's speech. He then started to see the whole body of the Lord, and he sang a total of 10 pasurams which explain the beauty of Sri Ranganatha from his foot to his head. He explained in his 10 pasurams about the clean saffron cloth which was worn by Ranganatha, his jewels, the stomach from where Lord Brahma originated, the broad chest and the red lips. When he was explaining the beauty of the two broad eyes, he fell down. After some time, Tirupanalvar was not found, and he went into the body of a Lord Ranganatha, just like what happened to Andal. His 10 pasurams, known as Amalanadipiran, explain how a human being should lead his life. One of his pasurams reads as follows.
Kondal vannanai kovalanai vennai undavayam. Kondal vannanai kovalanai வெண்ணை உண்டவாயன் என் உள்ளம் கவர்ந்தானை அண்டர்ஹோன் அணியரங்கன். கொண்டல் வண்ணனை கோவலனாய் வெண்ணை உண்டவாயன் என் உள்ளம் கவர்ந்தானை அண்டர்ஹோன் அணியரங்கன். என் அமுதினை கண்ட கண்கள் மற்று ஒன்றினை காணாவே. என் உள்ளம் கவர்ந்தானை அண்டர்கோன் அணியரங்கன். என் அமுதினை கண்ட கண்கள் மற்று ஒன்றினை காணவே.
த மீனிங் இஸ் லைக் திஸ் ஐ ஹவ் சீன் த ஒன் ஹூஸ் கலர் இஸ் லைக் டார்க் ரெயின் கிளவுட்ஸ். ஹீ இஸ் த ஒன் வித் த மவுத் தட் ஸ்வாலோட் த பட்டர் ஆஃப் த கவுஹர்ட்ஸ். He is the Lord of the Devas. He is Lord Ranganatha. He is my nectar. He is my life. My eyes have seen my Lord and will not see anything else.